Gee, Val, I guess we're back to looking for a booking in small time again.
Yeah, I guess you guessed right. What else can we do? You know how much we got between us and starvation?
Yeah, I know. Just $7.
Well, $7 is $7. Now, listen, don't get the jitters, baby. We've always pulled through before, ain't we?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, we're going to pull through again. Now, listen, darling. It ain't going to be long before Laverne and Valentine will be playing the big alley again. My baby, at 2 months, the first thing you'll see when you step out of the Pennsylvania station and look up the drag will be an acre of lights on the biggest marquee on the stem. And they'll be spelling Laverne and Valentine. We'll be playing Broadway, old Mazda Lane, the smartest audience in the world. It'll be a big show, too. Maybe George M. Cohen's or somebody like that. The master of ceremonies will say, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to present a team that you all know and love. Laverne and Valentine." And that's just as far as you get, see, because right then...
Because they'll start applauding. Applauding so loud that you can't even hear the orchestra.
Yeah, and after our number, we'll stop the show for about 20 curtain calls, see?
Number... Yeah, and after the show, we'll go home to the apartment, and Pan and Louise will be waiting for us. And...
Yeah, and after we're old and creaky, we'll retire. And Broadway won't forget us. Remember us just like it remembered Jack Donahue and Pat Rooney. Oh, gee. Imagine how swell them guys must feel up there. Knowing that, well, if they wasn't through just because the dance was over. That's the way we'll be.
Well, listen, big boy. Take an elevated off Broadway and get off at Main Street. That's what we're interested in right now. Small time and eating.
Ain't you got any ambition?
Yeah, to eat.
Now, listen, baby, listen. We ever missed any meals, I'm asking you.
Well, maybe we ain't missed them, but I can remember several occasions when they were delayed several days. Let's go in and see Eddie. He usually can find us some sort of a corny booking.
Yeah. Eddie can book anything from hoofers to train fleas. Hey, you ain't had any bites lately, have you?
All right, Winchell. Leave the whip to them that has it and come on in.
Okay.
Well, 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 if it ain't Laverne and Valentine.
Sure.
How are you anyway, Eddie?
Terrible. Gee, you're looking great, Laverne. You're getting younger every day. The next time you come in here, I expect to see you all in a hoop.
Yeah. Well, if it wasn't for the fact that your nose is too long to keep you from kissing anything, I'd say that you'd kiss the Bellini stone. How's business, Eddie?
Business? What business?
What's the matter? Ain't it so good, Eddie?
Listen, we've been out of black ink for 3 months, and we didn't find it out until today. Didn't the wolf snap at you when you came in the door?
No fooling. Is it really that bad?
I'm giving it to you straight, Laverne. I couldn't book the signing of the Declaration of Independence with the original cast. The show business is lovely. It's just simply lovely. L for lousy. O for awful. V for worse. E for impossible. L for lousy again. And why is... Why am I staying in it? You tell me. L-O-V-E-L-Y. Lousy. I ain't feeding you anything, Val. It's terrible.
Aren't you encouraging, though? Me and Val's looking for a booking.
Yeah? I kind of thought maybe you was. I read in Variety about Val being sick and you losing your spot in the Gallagher show. That was tough. The first big break you guys ever had, too, wasn't it?
No. We had plenty of chances before, but... Well, you see, me and Blue Eyes here, we didn't want to go into big time, but we had plenty of experience.
Listen, when I tell you that trying to get booking for a hoofing team... is like trying to be alone with one of the Siamese twins. I ain't kidding you, so help me. It's getting so the talent will work if you let them keep the vegetables that is thrown at them.
Yeah, I've heard that song and dance before, but we're different. Well, listen, now, I'm telling you, Eddie, when we was playing big time, we had them guys out front sitting with their mouths open.
Yawning, I suppose?
No, not yawning. I'm telling you in all modesty, Eddie.
Yeah, I know. I'm the guy that wrote the words to that song. But listen, kid. I know you was good in the big time. I read the reviews in the newspaper. But if they ain't making up no shows, they ain't making up no shows. You can see the logic of that, can't you?
Well, do you mean you can't do nothing for?
No, I don't mean that exactly. I just mean that I ain't got nothing right now. And there's a good chance that there won't be anything for some time.
Now, listen, of course you understand, idiot. It ain't that we need the money or anything, but... Well, paying you 25% would hurry things along anyway.
Forget it. I ain't trying to chisel any. If I wanted to chisel, I wouldn't chisel off of you guys. I'm giving it to you straight, kid. Things are tough. Just to show you, do you remember Bill Carter?
The guy that used to do a single on the old Orpheum circuit?
That's the guy.
Yeah, I remember him. Nice guy he was, too. He was with us on the same bill at the Empire in Youngstown. Remember, Ella?
Sure, I remember him. Will Carter used to be a headliner a couple of years back.
Well, the guy's a breadliner now. The poor guy comes in here once a week looking for our booking.
Him? Oh, gee, that guy's got a voice. He can sell a song for 3 encores any day.
He could, Val, but no more. His voice is all shot. TB. No wonder, either. The overcoat he's wearing is so thin that he looks like he was wrapped in cellophane. The guy comes in here shivering like a plate of jello and grinning as if he'd just been signed for the palace instead of the undertaker. I'm telling you, that smile of his gives me a lump in my throat that would give an ostrich indigestion. If there was ever a trooper, that guy's it.
TB, huh? Oh, gee. He's a swell guy, Will. I never heard him say anything about anybody that wasn't a cheer. Down and out, huh? And the best little guy that ever pushed a song over the foot, too.
Well, it's all in the game, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Hey, I just remembered. I borrowed $7 from Will when we used playing Youngstown together, and I clean forgot it. You mentioned his name just now, made me remember it. Gee, that was funny, wasn't it, huh?
For you, it is.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, give this $7 to Will, will you, the next time he comes in, and tell him thanks, and I'm sorry I forgot it. I guess he sort of needs it, huh?
And how? He ain't getting the gout from overeating these days.
Well, how about us, Eddie? There ain't a thing in sight, huh?
Well, nothing in your class.
Listen, Eddie, we ain't worrying about our class. It's our appetite that we're interested in. What you got?
Well, Andy Riley is thinking of putting a floor show in his nightclub, and he told me to keep my eyes open for acts. There's only coffee and cakes in it, though.
So, we'll take it.
What do you mean, we'll take it? What do you mean? Nothing doing. The Vernon Valentine ain't working in no floor show. That's that.
Oh, we aren't, huh?
No.
Listen, Val, coffee and cakes are coffee and cakes, whether you get them off hardwood or off the board. We'll take it, Eddie.
We won't either. I ain't never worked in no floor show, and I ain't going to start now.
No, and you haven't ever starved to death either. But you're going to start now if you don't take this booking.
I'd rather starve to death than work in a floor show any day. Oh, listen, baby. Andy Riley's nightclub is nothing but a 10-20-30 joint. Imagine Laverne and Valentine working in a place like that. Gee, I'm willing to swallow my pride, though, and then, but not that.
All right, big boy. But your pride is about all you will be swallowing if we don't take it.
Well, when you two hoofers get around to making up your mind, let me know, will you?
Thanks at the same, Eddie, but not for us.
Okay, kids.
But if you do hear of anything, don't forget us, Eddie. We got a cat and a canary to think of, which all reminds me that the animals ain't had their breakfast yet.
Well, that's easy. Let the canary lay herself an egg for breakfast, and then feed the canary to the cat, and everything's hunky-dory. But I'll call you as soon as I hear anything. And don't worry, I'll give you the first call.
Oh, gee, that's darn nice of you, Eddie.
I know it.
Well, we'll be anchoring along. Glad to see you, Eddie.
Same here. Good luck, Val. Drop in when you're around, and I'll call you if anything breaks.
Okay, so long.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, if you aren't the...
Gee, I forgot there was something I wanted to ask Eddie. Just a second, I'll be right back.
All right.
Nothing showed up since I talked to you last, Val.
Well, nothing worth to come back for.
All right, come in.
Well, you know, Eddie, well, I just sort of got to thinking that... Well, you know, I remember that it wasn't $7 I borrowed from Will, see? It was $6.75. I just remembered it, see?
That's all right, Val. You don't have to apologize. We all make mistakes.
Well, you see, what I was wondering was... Well, could I sort of have a quarter back? See, I ain't got no small change, see? Nothing except big bills, so I thought maybe you could give me the quarter back.
Okay. Catch?
Oh, gee. Thanks, Eddie. See you in bankruptcy.
Not me. There ain't no money in it anymore.
So long.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you went back to tell Eddie that we wouldn't work in any show off Broadway.
Oh, lay off, will you? I say and I still say and I'll continue to say. Working in a floor show in a 10th-class nightclub is no way to get ahead.
Yeah, and refusing to work is a good way of getting behind on our eating. And another
thing... Yeah, I know what you're going to say about giving that dough to Eddie for Will Carter. No fooling. Cross my heart, I did borrow $7 from Will and Youngstown. Honest, I did.
You're a liar.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, I know it. Hey, Alice.
Huh?
Are you awful sore about me giving Will that dough?
Sore? For the love of Mike, why should I be sore? Somebody had to help Will out, didn't they?
Yeah. And I'm darn glad it was us that done it, too.
Me, too. And now we are broke.
Who's broke?
Well, Vernon Valentine.
They ain't either.
They are.
No, they got a quarter.
Great. They're 5 meals ahead of the wolf, anyway.
You know, I wonder if you can get refills on peanut shells.
Oh, Val.